Hello! I see you caught me writing my script, one of the many things I do here in my little lair, if you'd like to call it that. You know, it's funny, I was thinking of ways to do a subscriber, or not a subscriber, sorry, I'm used to the YouTube thing, follower milestone thing, and there were a lot of ideas that I had. But one of the things that's a little bit complicated with me is the fact that I do lots of different things. So, for instance, I write scripts, which mainly cater to male people of the male variety, men, basically. Yes, dudes tend to read my scripts, though there are a lot of women who read my scripts as well, performers and just normal people as well. But generally, that is something that appeals to men. And then, of course, my audios, my solo audios that I do, mainly appeal to women. Unless you are a dude who's into me making ridiculous grunting and moaning sounds, which is fine, but I'm assuming that it's mostly women. So, yeah, basically, the different things that I do appeal to different people, and if I were to do a follower milestone special thing that was a script, it would be pretty neglectful to the women who follow me. And if I did an audio, it would be neglectful to the men who follow me. So the only real thing that I could do was this. And this is basically just me clacking away at my keyboard, literally writing a script. Right now I'm writing my Clue Choose Your Own Adventure project, which is coming along nicely. I'm about 50% done with it. Right now I am writing I've already written Madame Rose's section. I'm writing Miss Scarlet's section right now. Miss Scarlet must be the most well-known character in the Clue franchise. I'm sure you all know who she is. She's a bit different in my story. I've taken some creative liberties and changed her character a little bit. In the actual Clue world, she's an actress. In my world, she's a porn star. Same thing, but with a few minor differences. But yeah, so I'm writing that right now. I'm about halfway done with her section. Once I'm done with that, it should be easy street. I saved all the easier sections for last, which is what I typically do when I write. So that's what I'm going to be doing during this audio, is I'm just going to be bringing this script to life. Should be some ASMR-ish sounds. I've heard that some people do like the sound of a keyboard being clacked away at for ASMR. I don't really understand ASMR. It doesn't work on me. I've tried it. But hopefully some of you will like it. The other thing that I'm going to be doing in this audio is I'm going to be answering questions that have been submitted to me through the anonymous form that I left for you all. The main reason that this audio took so long for me to get to was because I was just waiting for more questions to be submitted, because I wanted to have a good number of them before I did this. And I finally got a lot of them. Let's see. By the way, just so you know, I'm aware I say a lot. It's been made known to me. I can't control it. It's kind of like Obama. And I do a pretty decent Obama impression, if any of you ever listen to my my verification audio that I did. Hello. I need y'all to know, if you don't upvote this on Reddit, I'm gonna use my death panels on ya. So yeah, that's basically, but yeah, I say a lot, just like he does. It is totally coincidental, but it's just a part of the way I talk. I apologize if you find that annoying. I can't stop it. I've literally tried to eliminate it from the way I speak, but I can't. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, questions. So you guys submitted a lot of good questions. I haven't looked at any of them. I specifically made a point to not look at what the questions were. I just copy-pasted them into a document. I've got them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got 11 questions submitted by you, my fans, and I will answer all of them to the best of my ability. Hopefully you ask me good questions. I don't know what they say. One of them might just be like, hey, could you kill yourself? In which case, my answer is yes, I could, but I'm not going to. So I hope you didn't ask me any mean questions. But we're just going to, let's see here. Yeah. So I've got a lot of questions. I'll be answering those periodically. What I'll basically do is I'll just write my script, And when I get to a point where writer's block sets in, or I just can't think of what to write next for any particular reason, then I'll just answer a question, or I'll talk about maybe something that I'm working on right now. Obviously, I've already talked about Clue. That's coming along well. That should be released, or that should be in the casting phase in a week or two, I would think, unless I get really distracted by something, which does typically happen with me. I can't guarantee that that won't happen, but I'm working hard at it, I can assure you. I'm also working on the Moaning Your Name audios that were requested of me. I assure you I'm working on those. I just got back to my microphone. I was away for the holidays, and I have returned, and I have my microphone in front of me for the first time in a few weeks. So I will be cranking those out. Those should be out soon, I would think. I don't think that's going to take me very long to get through a few of those. I'll be releasing those in like bunches of 10, I would say. But yeah, so that's what's going on with me. And that's basically what this is going to be. So occasionally in this audio, I'll just be writing or typing, I suppose. And then when I get tired of that, we'll answer some questions. We'll talk. We'll converse like civil human beings, and we'll go from there. And there'll be timestamps in the description of this, both in the Soundgasm description and in the Reddit description. I'm not sure which subreddit I'm going to put this on. I don't know if this is going to be on my user page, or if I'm just going to say fuck it and put it on GWA Backstage. I think they'll allow this, because it is me writing a script, which is like the very definition of a backstage of Gone Wild Audio. I mean, if that's not backstage, I don't know what is. I'm literally writing a script right in front of you. But if that's not allowed, then I suppose they could just delete it, and I'll just continue posting it on my page. And we'll keep doing this as you guys continue to submit questions. So if you want to submit a question to me, there'll be a link to an anonymous feedback form that you could fill out. It'll be there somewhere. Just look for it. It's there. Trust me. I wouldn't forget about that, because I love answering questions. I love interacting with people. So just ask away. If you want to put words in my mouth, do that. I haven't gotten a lot of requests for that yet. Put words in your mouth is basically just a fun little game where you write down anything you want me to say. I believe that my limit is 2,000 characters. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what the limit is. It's basically just like a short story you can write, or a scene, or anything at all. You could write, like a famous line of dialogue from a film, and I will read it, or act it out, or whatever the hell you want me to do with it. I'll do it. But yeah. And then, of course, you can also have me moaning your name. I have gotten a few dudes who have requested that. I believe that they mistakenly thought that I was a girl, though. Because it just didn't seem in their request, in the specific things they were asking me to say, it didn't seem like they were aware of that small piece of information. So I'll try to make that a little bit more obvious for people in the future. Because I don't think David wants me to moan about, the tight skirt that I'm wearing. I'm not wearing a tight skirt. And I'm not going to moan about it, David. I think you made a terrible mistake. But hey, it happens. So, move on with your life. But yeah, let's write a little bit. I think I'm kind of feeling the creative energy coming my way again. Let's see what we got here. Oh, so right now I'm writing the part in the script where Miss Scarlet tries to seduce the listener. She's very good at it because she's a slutty fucking bitch. She really is. She's definitely the sluttiest character in this. I'm not sure she's going to be the most likable because, like I said, she is kind of a bitch. And I made her that way, so it's my fault, really. I guess I'm the bitch when all of a sudden Let's do a question. Let's see what kind of question we got here. Okay, so question one. What's your type? Of course, that's the first question. What's my type? I'm assuming that means what type of woman am I into? God, I don't know if I really have a type, to be honest. I'm not the most savvy person on matters of romance and all that. I suppose I like women who are smart, first and foremost. Like, I would like somebody who could, you know, who was into science and stuff, because I am, if you hadn't noticed, I'm quite a nerd. I'm into, like, black holes and quantum physics and shit, believe it or not. So I would definitely need it to be someone, it doesn't have to be like a genius or anything. I'm not a genius. I'm just a nerd. Nerds are generally not smart anyway. But I would need somebody who's nerdy, probably. Or at least somewhat interested in that shit. Or who could humor me, you know, and pretend to be interested just because they like me enough to pretend. But that's kind of the personality I'd be after. I'd be after somebody with a good sense of humor. Probably. That would probably be my type. Someone who could laugh at dark stuff, because I don't know if you could tell by my username, but I do tend to do dark stuff every once in a while. Yeah, it would definitely have to be someone, like that. I would say I'm into brunettes, but let's face it, blondes and redheads are awesome too. I don't know. I don't know if I answered your question very well, but I tried. That's my type. They definitely have to have the same taste in film, I would say. Like, I can't get over people who don't like... Like, I could get over people who don't like, you know, like, controversial films. Like, if you're not into The Matrix, it's like, I get it. It's really, really sci-fi heavy, and if you're not into that, you're not going to like it. I personally love The Matrix, but if I were, like, dating a girl and she said, I hate The Matrix, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I respectfully disagree, but I accept your opinion, you know? I accept it, but, yeah. If you said that you didn't like The Shawshank Redemption, I might call the police. Like, in all honesty, I might just flat out call the fucking police, because that is a crime against humanity. but yeah, I suppose that's my type. Yeah. That's my type. Oh, so that's a good first question. That's not a bad question. Good question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get back to some writing here. fuck. Ugh, writing is hard. Like, seriously, I don't think people really understand how difficult writing is. Just like one moment, the words are just pouring out of you, and the next minute, you're just stuck. Like, you don't know what to do. You don't know which keys to press. It's just, writer's block is so frustrating. You know, like, you want to get it done, you want to get through it, and you want it to be great. But the problem is that your mind decides when it wants to write and when it doesn't. You really don't have any control over it. That's enough bitching for me. Let's do a question. Let's do a question right now. Question two. Okay. Oh, by the way, these are all anonymous. If somebody submits one of these questions publicly and wants, you know, people to know who it was that asked, I will say their name. But if I don't say a name, then it's just an anonymous question. All of these are anonymous. But nonetheless, question two. I want to write scripts on GWA, but I keep losing focus and sidetracked. I keep losing focus and get sidetracked. I guess that's what they meant to say. Do you have any advice? Wow, that has to do exactly with what I was just talking about. I didn't plan that out. I swear to God, this is not scripted. I mean, that's writer's block, basically. When you lose focus and you just can't conjure anything, you know, try as you might. You know, your mother could be held at gunpoint, you know, on the other side of the room, and you just can't, you can't write anything. And it's terrible because, you know, as a content creator, you want to get stuff out as quickly as possible, but it comes when it comes. That sounds sexual. Didn't mean it that way. But yeah, it's really tough because there is no way to combat it, really. There's no tip that I can give you to eliminate that aspect of the writing process. It's a part of the process. It can't be escaped. All I can tell you is that when you do get writer's block, the best thing to do is to stop writing. Turn on the TV, watch something, go on the internet, do something that entertains you. Play a video game. But absolutely, positively, do not force yourself to keep writing, because what you will put down, what you will write, will be terrible, and it will not work. You always have to respect the writer's block and obey it, which is why I'm kind of nervous about doing this sort of thing, because it's like, if I get severe writer's block, then I'm not going to be able to write for the rest of this, in which case I'll just have to answer the rest of the questions and end it, because, yeah, so far so good on my end. Yeah. And then the other side of this equation is that when you do feel like writing, write. Don't put it off. Because the thing with creative energy is it's so fleeting that it won't last forever. So when you do get that second wind and you've got ideas for how you want to, you know, write something, write it. Write it as soon as possible. If you don't have access to your computer, use a notepad. You know, I don't carry one, but I know writers who do. I'm always around my computer or my phone, so I always have access, you know, to it. But yeah, if I have an idea for something, I write it down immediately. Because the thing is, you think you're going to remember it forever, but you won't. You'll forget it. So whenever you have an idea and whenever the creative juices are flowing, definitely write it down somehow. Because if you don't, it's likely to disappear into the ether. But yeah, that's my advice there. It's really simple. You know, just go with the flow. Because if you try to force yourself, or if you get lazy, it's just never going to get done. But yeah, that's really all I got for you. It's a tough thing, writer's block. Nobody really likes it, but it happens. I assume I'm going to get this question again someday in the future from somebody who hasn't listened to this audio. But I will just direct them to this segment of this audio, because there's really nothing more to say about it, in all honesty. Right now, I'm feeling a little bit writing blocked right now. I'm at the part in the script where, you know, we're transitioning from the build-up to the sex, which is the hardest part, in my opinion, because it's hard to get started with the sax. It's just so overwhelming because it's always the hardest part to write for me personally. The buildup and, you know, plot, just normal dialogue is very easy for me. I don't have a problem with it. Sax is so repetitive, you know, like it's just permutations of the same thing over and over, whether it's doggy style or cowgirl or whatever type of foreplay that you select, blowjob or cunnilingus or anything. It doesn't really matter. It's always the same thing. And I suppose that's why, you know, whenever two people get married, it tends to get stale in the bedroom because it is repetitive. Sex is repetitive and it's hard to keep it fresh and interesting. And it's the same thing with writing, I assume, as it is with that. But, Yeah, I'm doing that right now, and it's tough, you know. I'm not going to read any of this because I don't want to spoil it for anybody who wants to, you know. But let's just say that right now, Miss Scarlet is horny as fuck, and she wants the detective to do things to her. And he doesn't feel like it. He's got a girlfriend, you know. He wants to be faithful, but, you know, it's tough, yeah. I don't really know what to write right now, so I'm not going to get back to writing. Let's do another question. Let's totally do another question. Question 3. How did you become an audio porn actor? Very easily, to be honest. There's nothing that really stops you from doing it. I mean, all you really need is a microphone. And if you have a phone, that will suffice. Most computers are built in with a microphone, so if you've got a computer, you could do it. I've got a Blue Yeti. It's a pretty old one, but it's serviceable. It works. That's what I'm using right now. I mean, as long as you have that, this isn't hard to do, to be totally honest with you. I mean, you just need a good script in front of you, and there's no shortage of scripts. There's a lot of F for M scripts out there. So if you are a woman and you're looking to get into this this as a hobby, all you really need is a microphone because there's so many scripts out there. I mean, I've got scripts that I've written that have not been filled. By the way, somebody filled my dog script, the one where the dog girl is in heat and she wants her master to breed her. That has been up there for 7 months and it was finally filled for the first time. And I couldn't believe it took so long because in my eyes, that was like one of my better scripts. Like a lot of my other scripts, I'm not really that fond of. Like I hate that one with the elven huntress and the goblin. That one I'm not very fond of, but that one got filled immediately. I was like, oh yeah, filled, done. And this one took forever. And it was just like, oh, why do people just not like dogs? Is everybody here a cat person? I don't know. It's like, but it was finally filled by, someone named Ronnie Driver VA. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate that so, so much. That was very, very good. It was an impressive fill. To be honest, it was one of the best fills I could have possibly imagined. She really got into the character, to be honest. But yeah, I'm sorry, what was the question again? How did you become an audio porn actor? Oh yeah, I mean, I just had a microphone and that's pretty much all it took. But the other reason is because as a script writer, I'd been writing scripts for months before I actually started making audios. And, you kind of feel bad because you're putting your dirty words and your dirty thoughts into other people's mouths and you're not really a part of it. So it's kind of one-sided. Like you hear their voice and they don't hear yours and they're kind of opening themselves up to you and you're not reciprocating. And so it does feel a little bit one-sided. And so I just felt like, you know what? I could do this. It isn't that hard to you know, make moaning sounds and all that. And acting has always come fairly natural to me. I'm not like the best actor in the world, but I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm not like some idiot who doesn't know. Acting is pretty easy. You just have to convince yourself. Well, you have to get into the scene. Like you have to believe it's real. That's really the key with acting, at least in my opinion. I'm not a professional actor or anything, but just, you know, immersing yourself is really the key. Once you've immersed yourself and you're just going through the lines naturally, like as you really would say them if you were actually in that scene, in that situation, it's not hard at all, really. It's very easy. So I would encourage anyone who's on the fence about jumping into you know, the GWA audio porn pool, absolutely jump in, because it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's really helpful to a lot of people, you know, because there's a lot of people out there, in all honesty, who just aren't into like normal porn, like video pornography, and who can't really get off to it. And I consider myself to be somewhat one of these people. I've never really liked conventional pornography. It's two people that aren't me. And I like things to be left open to my imagination. And so it's like I'm watching two people having sex. Actually, that's literally what it is. I'm watching two people having sex. And it's not like it's me in the scene. And what GWA provides is a format where one of the characters is you. It's literally you. And I think that that's a really special thing. And it provides a lot of joy and a lot of relief to a lot of people, so to speak. So, but yeah, people jack off to this shit. But it's very easy to become an audio porn actor. It's not like you have to fill out a form or anything. You do have to register, but that's basically just making a short 10-second video saying, "Hi, my name is blah, 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 and I want, you know, to be on this site, and here's today's date," and that's pretty much it. But yeah. So it was very easy, and I recommend you try it if you're thinking about it. I don't know, maybe that's why you asked me the question or not. I don't know. But yeah. I think I've gotten a second wind with this script. I'm going to continue writing, and then we'll get to another question after that. Or maybe I'll talk about Harem Night, which is something I really want to talk about. Let me just see here. Where was I on this script? Okay, I'm actually making progress. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Let's do another. Actually, before we do another question. No, fuck that. Let's do a question. Let's do a question, yeah. Question. I don't know what number it is. Who knows? Can't count. Let's see. When you moan and cum in your audios, is that how you really sound in the bedroom? Do you embellish? And if so, would you ever consider doing a ramble fap? That's a complicated question. I'll answer the last part of that question first. Hold on, let me just move this out of the way here for a second. So, would I consider doing a ramble fap? Absolutely yes. And I probably will at some point in the future. I don't have one in the works right now, but definitely that is something I will do at some point. Do I embellish? Look, here's the thing. I don't really know the answer to that question. And the reason why I don't know the answer to that question is, and I knew I'd have to say this. I knew I'd have to talk about this at some point. I knew a question would come up that would force me into this because it was just inevitable given the nature of what I do. How do I put this? I don't know if the moaning and the coming sounds I make are authentic or not because I've never had sex. Yeah. So, yes, I am a bona fide virgin, and I've never had sex with anyone. So, I don't know what that would sound like. I know what other people sound like because, like I said, I've watched porn and I understand the concept of coming. I understand the concept of moaning, but I've never once done it authentically with a partner. So I don't know the answer to that question. I hope you're not too disappointed. Yeah, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, when I did my first audio, which was the virgin getting his cherry popped by his friend in college, a lot of people complimented me on my acting. It was not acting. That character was literally me. And the only thing that wasn't authentic about that story is that the story didn't happen. I only wish it had. But no, I've never had sex. That is my curse. Such is my fate. But well, hopefully not forever. But, you know, the truth is, I just I'm not the most socially competent person in the world. I mean, I like other people, but I have difficulty getting close to other people. I just to point something out, I'm not like unspeakably ugly or anything, if you're wondering that, because I'm sure a lot of you are like, oh man, this poor man, he must be so, so deformed to have no, I'm not. I'm not deformed. And I'm not, you know, I like to think that I'm pretty normal just in terms of my personality. I don't think that I'm too out there, to be totally honest. I mean, I know I write about some pretty out there things, but all in all, I'm a pretty agreeable person, I like to think. I'm not ugly. I'm normal looking, to be honest. I have a hard time getting close to people for reasons that I'd rather not talk about, but it's just hard for me to... It's hard for me to, you know, flirt with a girl, to be totally honest. I think this was in that script. There's a line in there where he says, I talk to girls the same way I talk to guys. It's less complicated and it makes them more comfortable talking to me. That's absolutely true. That's exactly how I talk to girls. That's exactly how I interact with them. I treat them as though I'm talking to a dude. And what happens, unfortunately, is most women will interpret that as, oh, well, he's just gay. It's like, no, I just don't have a spine. Being gay would be easier, in all honesty, it probably would be. But no, I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it. And it's a big problem for me. But I think that's why I turn to this, because it helps me feel like I'm more sexually experienced than I actually am. I'm not sexually experienced at all. You might wonder how I write my scripts or, you know, do the audios. And in truth, it's just imagination. It's like, did George R. R. Martin actually conquer the Seven Kingdoms? No, but he could still write about it. That's really all there is to it. It's just imagination and fantasy and I've never had sex. Never had sex. But I want to. So. Yeah. I hope that answers your question sufficiently. I don't think it was a very good answer. I suppose I revealed something that a lot of people are going to be interested in. It's an interesting fact. I wonder how many people on GWA are virgins. Probably not many. I wouldn't think many of them are, but yeah. Oh well, I want to get back to the writing, but I can't now because now I'm distracted. I can't write right now as I'm looking at it. Now I'm intimidated by Miss Scarlet. She's very intimidated. She's looking at me like, oh, you're a virgin? Get away from me, you know? She doesn't have time for an experienced subby guys. She wants to be dominated. She wants to be absolutely fucking dominated. But I can't do it, Miss Scarlet. I'm sorry. I'm just not your type, I guess. I will retreat to my lair and rethink my life. But yeah, let's do another question because I can't write anything after that. I really can't. All right, so next question. Hopefully it's an easier one. A song that gives you validation. That's not a question. There was no question mark at the end of that. It was just a statement. A song that gives you validation. I assume you're asking me, what's a song that gives me validation? Man, you should not ask me about songs. I'm not a music guy. I'm really not. You want to know something really sad? I am 30 years old, and I still listen to video game soundtracks. I swear to God, I know I'm pathetic. I should just blow my brains out now and save myself some time. I get it. But I do. I'm so sorry. I still listen to normal music, you know. But like, I mean, have you ever listened to the Bloodborne soundtrack? Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Lady Maria of the Astral Clock Tower is like modern day classical music. Like, it's just amazing. I love that soundtrack. But as for like songs, like conventional songs, I don't know. I really like Paint It Black, but then again, everybody likes that. That's not really an edgy thing to like, is it? That's like one of the most popular songs of all time. I like to listen to remixes of that. There's lots of really good remixes of Paint It Black. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can answer that question very well. Oh, you know what I do like is that song that plays whenever the Chicago Blackhawks score a goal. And it's like just the derpiest fucking song ever, but it's just so energizing. I don't know what the name of that song is. I'm sure you could find out. But, yeah, I'm not a music guy. Don't ask me music questions, dude. That's not cool. You have to remember, I'm a nerd. I do listen to classical, by the way. I do. I like classical. I like Sergei Prokofiev. He's one of my favorite classical musicians. He's the guy who did Peter and the Wolf. You know that story that all kids, you know, see in music class in elementary school? And then they have like different musical instruments for all the characters, and you got like the duck and the wolf and everything, and they're all like, you got the strings and the cello and all that. Yeah, that guy was a great composer. I'm probably like making you all think like, oh God, this guy is such a loser. I'm so sorry. It's just, you're asking me questions that are peeling back my skin, and I don't like it. That's my answer to that question. I'm sorry. I don't have a song. Well, I like that song where the guy's like, where it's like, you know, that song that's used in all those memes where it's like, gas, 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 I'm gonna step on the gas. You know, the guy's like, do you like my car? I love that song. I don't know what that song is. I suppose that song is just titled Gas, 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 because I don't know what else you could title that song other than that. That's just an amazing fucking song. I love that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a nerd. I'm sorry. Next question. I don't feel like writing. Next question. A non-English song that you wish everybody knew. Fuck you. I don't know the... I don't know any non-English songs. I really don't. I don't know. Non-English songs. Man, I don't know. I can't help you there. I really don't know one of those. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, that was a bit of a bummer. Let's do another question before we get back to the writing. Next question. A character that hits too close to home. I'm assuming that you mean characters that I've written? Or do you mean characters in general? I suppose I'll answer both. The character that hits too close to home that I have written is definitely the dude in my first audio, the virgin college student, because he's basically me. That would definitely be the one that hits too close to home that I've written. Yeah, that dude is just, he's just a projection of me. If and when I ever lose my virginity, that is exactly what I will sound like. that is exactly how I will act and react and yeah. And I probably won't last more than 30 seconds. I don't think so. Probably not. I don't think anybody does. Unless you're Chuck Norris, who, let's face it, he's never come because he just lasts forever. He never finishes. He's trying, but it's just not possible for him. That would be the character that I've written. If you're talking about characters in general, I would say, man, that's tough. I don't know if I can answer that. I know. Does anybody here watch Stranger Things? I'm assuming you all do. If you watch Stranger Things, there's a character in that show named Will. Now, a lot of you don't know this. I've told some people, but my name is actually Will. Nice to meet you. The thing is, that character in Stranger Things, who shares my name, that was exactly what I was like as a kid. I swear to God. You know, just like total loser who can't talk to girls and who just wants to sit around and play D&D. Yeah, that's me. That's me, 100%. I mean, yeah. And it really, like, it pisses me off whenever I watch that show and he's, like, in a scene. It's just like, get him out of here. I don't want to be reminded of how lame I was. Seriously, fuck off. I've changed. I'm reformed now, okay? I'm not that lame. I still can't talk to girls, but my God, I'm not sitting around playing D&D all day, okay? I got a microphone now, which I use to which I use to transmit my sexy voice across the interwebs to my legions of fans. By the way, I made it to 600 followers recently. That was nice. Believe it or not, before I started doing audios, I was only like at 100 followers. And then all of a sudden, I just jumped like 500 immediately. I guess people really do prefer audios to scripts. Will, he's definitely like, it's like they spied on me when I was a kid and wrote everything down and used that to write that character, which is creepy. It really is. Like, I feel like my privacy has been breached. As absurd as that sounds. But yeah, that's definitely a character that hits close to home. But yeah. Should we get back to some writing? Yeah, let's write a little bit and then we'll do another question. We're almost through the questions. We got four more, but I'm feeling a third wind coming here with my writing, and I just want to get a little bit further. I'm at 12,000 words on this bad boy. 12,000. That's quite a lot of words. I have the best words, okay? I can't do a Trump impression. I apologize for that. Like, I could do Obama just fine, but Trump, I can't do it. I can't do his voice. I just can't. I've tried really hard, but it's just not compatible with my vocal cords. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Anyway, back to my script. I think I'm going to stop there because I can't. I need a word. I need an adjective and I can't think of one. Something really sexy. And it's just not coming to mind. So I have to let it percolate a little bit more. All right, back to questions. Next question. Your top GWA tags. Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah. Okay, so my top tag is definitely impreg. Impregnation. That is like the ultimate tag for me. I'm not the type of person who necessarily wants kids, just to let you know. I just think it's like the sexiest thing in the world when two people are fucking with the intention of doing exactly what it was meant to do, you know, if that makes sense. Like, it's just so fucking primal and, ooh, I like that a lot. I really do. That's my favorite tag ever. Whenever I see an impreg tag on an audio, I will pretty much listen to it every time. Yeah. Unless it's a dude. I don't have anything against, you know, dudes making audios. I'm one of them. It's just that's not really probably going to... Because I really get invested in the scene, and I really like to put myself into the shoes of the listener's role. And listening to an M for F audio would definitely be difficult because I'd have to be in the role of a female, and unfortunately I'm not. That's a problem for me. So I don't think I'd be able to appreciate that. I don't think I'd be grossed out by it or anything. I'm not like, you know, homophobic or anything. I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't be able to appreciate it. I actually have listened to a few M4F audios, but the only reason I did was because I'm, and this is a great segue to my next topic. The reason I did was because I'm writing this huge fucking script. It's called Harem Night. And it's really like the closest thing I could compare it to is like a TV show. Like, it really is that long. Like, it's a whole season of like television, except it's an audio. On Gone Wild Audio. And there's lots of characters, male and female characters. The listener will be male, but there will be lots of FM4A scenes. So there will be men in this story, male characters engaging in sex with the female character. Sometimes, you know, the listener will just be watching. You know, other times they'll be engaging in like a threesome or something. But yeah, so I needed to find some people that I thought were some talented male actors, because I can't do all the voices myself. Like, I've got a good range when it comes to, you know, doing different voices. But, you know, I can't do them all. There are some that are just beyond my range. So I kind of just like looked around and I found a few whose acting skills are pretty good. That's really what I'm looking for. You don't have to be like the sexiest voice in the world to be part of one of these projects. I just need good acting and good diction. That's, if you don't know what that means, it has nothing to do with the size of your penis. It's just how well you enunciate words. That's really important to me, that people can understand what the characters are saying in any given scene. So that's one of the things I look for. So I have listened to a few M4Fs. So Harem Night is going to be huge. It's going to be just, I think it's going to be over 100,000 words when it's fully written, the script for it. I mean, 100,000 words, which is a lengthy novel, if we're being honest here. That's a lengthy novel. I think The Great Gatsby was like 50,000 words. So this will be about double that. But yeah, it's going to be huge. There's going to be a lot of characters in it. It's going to be more than just sex, too. It's going to be like a full-fledged story that will make you feel a whole slew of emotions. It's not just going to get you off. It's also going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. Yes, I can write some pretty sad shit if I want to. I'm warning you. And I'm not afraid of killing characters off. I'm, again, warning you. The problem with that, though, is that whenever you have a character die, can't post that on GWA, because that's technically snuff, which is precisely why I don't like them eliminating the snuff tag, because now you can't write real stories there, because in real stories, characters die. It's just a part of it. So that's a little bit unfortunate. But yeah, Harem Night is going to be great. I can't wait to cast it. There's going to be a lot of roles in this, a lot, at least 15 roles, I would say. Maybe more. I mean, I could always add more, you know, cameo appearances for people who want to be in it. Because it's just such a sweeping story. And so, Just a large story, all things considered. But yeah. What was the question again? I kind of got a little bit off topic there. Oh, GWA tags, of course. Yeah. Oh, so Impreg is definitely one of my favorite tags. Another tag that I really like. Well, obviously, cream pie. That goes hand in hand with Impreg, though. Though it isn't always necessarily mean that, you know, the character gets impregnated. But yeah, I love cream pies. Cream pies are awesome. Cream pies are great. I really like the gentle F-Dom. That's one of my favorite types of personalities for the performer to have because, you know, I'm a subby personality and that goes well with me, I think. Again, I've never had sex, so I don't know what it is exactly that I like, but I have an imagination, so I'm pretty sure that that would be something I'd be into. Yeah. Those are definitely some of my favorites. I also, you know, I hate saying this because this is a tag that a lot of people don't like, but I'm kind of into water sports, just a little bit. Like, it's not my ultimate fetish. It's just something I'm interested in. You know, and if you don't know what water sports is when, you know, urine is involved. I don't like the idea of drinking piss. Like, that's pretty gross. Like, I'm okay with, like, it, you know, like someone peeing on someone or in someone. That's okay. I just keep it away from my mouth. I wouldn't want a woman to drink my piss either. That's just a little bit creepy. I don't need it to be that weird. But yeah, that is something I'm a little bit interested in. Yeah, I don't know. It's just wet stuff, you know? I don't know. It's just, that's how I justify it. It's wet, wetness. That's like the sexiest thing ever, is things that are wet. Yeah, that's definitely another tag that I kind of look out for secretly without wanting anyone to know. But now everyone knows. I fucked myself up the ass. I don't like anal. I don't like the anal tag. I just don't like the idea of a woman being in any kind of pain. That really, like, and I understand that a lot of women like anal. I'm not stupid, you know, like, I get that. But for me, it's like, look, you got a perfectly good hole over here. I don't need the slightly smaller one. You know, it's not necessary. Let's just, let's do it the normal way. if you don't mind my asking. But yeah, anal really doesn't do much for me. It's actually kind of a turn off, if I'm being totally honest. But I totally get why other people like it, and I'm not, you know, like some prude or something who's gonna say, my God, anal, that's some heathen shit. How dare you, sir? You have offended me. No, you haven't offended me. It's just that I'm not personally into it. But, you know, people like different things. Kind of like how I'm kind of into piss stuff. But yeah, I'm not really that. I hate saying that I'm into water sports because I'm not really that into it. It's really not like a thing that's the centerpiece of my, you know, fetishes. It's kind of like this fringe thing that I'm kind of intrigued by. And that's about it. But yeah. What else? I can't think of anything right now because I'm just not. I think my favorite positional tag is definitely cowgirl or riding. Missionary would be a close second. I hate doggy style because I just like the idea of eye contact, you know? Eye contact is another tag that I like a lot. Eye contact is a must for me because it's like, if I'm not looking, then it's like, I don't know. It's not as personal, right? It's not nearly as personal, the act. So definitely missionary or cowgirl, or I suppose Amazon. Though not many people write that position. It's, I don't know why you would, I don't know how you would, I don't know. But yeah, eye contact is one I like. Kissing, love kissing. That's like my favorite. Blowjobs are awesome, obviously. So is cunnilingus. Yeah. And like I said, I'm guilty of using the snuff tag, which I'm sure freaks a lot of people out, but I only ever use it when I'm trying to tell a serious story, you know? It's like, I'm not the type of person who like gets off on death or anything. You know, it's just that when I write stories and I feel a character needs to die, then they die. And there's no questions asked. It isn't always sexual for me. It's just that in the real world, death is a part of life. And I try to tell stories that are a little bit deeper than just porn. Or at least I try to. So I wouldn't say I'm a fan of that tag. I use it occasionally. Although on GWA now we're not allowed to use that. You can still use it on Audible, which is why I have two different versions of my Journey Through Lordran script. I'm actually writing a version of my high school reunion script that's M for F, which will be performed by me. And I've actually made it where there's an option in there where you can fucking murder me. It's amazing. That will only be available on Audible. On the Audible version, there'll be two different versions of that, one that includes that scene and one that does not. And it'll actually be really easy to remove it because it's just like an end scene. Obviously, I don't know how the story could go on if I'm dead. But yeah, there will be a scene where you can absolutely fucking kill me. So if you're into that, if you hate my guts and you want to hear me die painfully, well, then that audio is definitely for you. So yeah. I think we've gotten everything out of that question that we're going to get. There's other tags I like, but those are definitely my top tags, yeah. Let's do another question because I think I'm done with the writing, honestly. I don't think I can write anything else right now. I'm spent. I'm absolutely, writer's block has set in. I can't do anything right now. Next question. Would you ever consider to create a Patreon? Not right now, honestly. I just think it's like it Patreon is really for, I mean, I suppose it is for kind of like what we do on GWA, but the thing is I don't want to turn people off by making them think that, I'm after money, because I'm not after money. I do this because I really like doing it. And I won't say that I'll never do it, like maybe years from now, if my followers are at like 10,000 and people are saying, "Hey, I want to donate money to you. Can you make a Patreon?" And there's a lot of demand for it, then sure, of course, I'll do it. But like right now, it's not why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this for cash. I mean, I would consider it, but not right now. Not it's not on it's not high on my itinerary at the moment. All right, next question. Would you ever consider writing slash performing an M4M? Well, like I said before, I'm not homophobic, but for me, what I write and what I perform, I like it to be something that's personal to me and that I find personally sexy. And yeah, I don't know. I could see myself maybe writing one, but performing one, I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever perform one of those. It's just not for me. I don't, yeah. I don't know if my acting would be very good because, like I said, I like to immerse myself in these things and pretend like it's really happening. And the problem is, I can't make myself believe that I'm attracted to a male listener. In a scene, I wouldn't be able to do that. So it would be awkward for me, and my acting would probably suffer from it as a result. Yeah. I could definitely try writing it, though. I could try writing one. I don't know if I'll. See, the thing is, these days, all I ever do are scripts that I perform or choose your own adventures. I don't really do F for M solo scripts anymore because it's just too much. I have limited time and I like to do the ones that have more bang for their buck. So yeah, I don't know. I probably will never do that, but sorry. It's not something that I'm really excited about doing or that I really think about doing. So anyway. All right, we've reached the last question. So we'll do that and then we'll wrap things up because I'm not going to be typing anymore. I'm totally done with that shit. We've reached 12,137 words on that script, which is plenty for now. Last question. What's your body type? I don't know exactly what that means. To be honest with you, I don't really know what that means. I'm assuming you're asking me what I look like or what if I'm skinny or fat. Body type. Is that what body type is? I don't know what body type means. Let me just close this window here. I got a lot of shit on my computer screen. My body type. I'm 6'2" and 145 pounds, which translates to tall and skinny. You could probably pick me up and throw me like a javelin, I would imagine. Yeah, I am just, I'm actually technically, I don't know if I'm technically underweight. I haven't calculated my BMI in a while because I don't really need to, but I'm probably flirting with that line, I would think. Yeah. So I'm a scrawny motherfucker. And let's see, I got brown hair. I got long brown hair, though the only reason it's long is because of the fucking pandemic and I haven't gone to a barber in a while. Barber. It's not really where I go. I go to Great Clips. But I don't think you could categorize Great Clips as the barber. But yeah, so I got long brown hair, blue eyes. I'm a white guy. I mean, that's about it. Tall, skinny, white guy. Pretty much. That's my body type. If you're looking for anything more than that, go fuck yourself. Not describing my penis. That's private. Sick motherfuckers. But yeah, so that's all the questions. Good, good. Okay, so first of all, before we end this, I just want to say thank you to all the people who have submitted Moaning Your Name requests. I've gotten like 70 requests, which is brilliant. I will get to those as soon as I possibly can. 74 requests. Jesus Christ. Some of you have interesting kinks. That's all I have to say. I'm actually shocked that so many women are into pegging. I'm not sure how I'm going to record that, because I don't know what the hell kind of sounds to make with that. But, you know, if you want it, okay. I got a few disturbing ones that I will do reluctantly, but I'll do them. yeah. It's underway. I might record a few of those tonight. I don't know. I'll have to see what I don't even know what time it is. Oh, it's 12:30. Okay. Yeah, I probably record a few and I'll upload those in batches of 10. So there'll be volumes. Right now we're on track for 8 volumes. And probably many more, assuming people keep submitting requests for that, which is the most requested thing that I have on that page. Also, if you want me to do the put words in my mouth thing, absolutely. Submit anything. Write anything down and submit it, and I will say it. Not many people have asked me for that yet. Not many people have made any requests for that yet. I think I've gotten 2 requests. 2. So definitely, yeah. A lot of people have used those anonymous forms as feedback, just to, you know, give me suggestions for scripts and to say, hey, I think you're doing a good job. And that's very much appreciated. And you can continue to do that if you want. I don't mind you using those forms for that. That's perfectly fine. I just wish that I could respond to you. I can't because, yeah. But, yeah. So I've got a lot of work to do. I've got to work on Clue. I've got to work on Harem Night. I've got to work on a high school reunion. It's a lot. So I will get around to it all very soon. The last thing that I'd like to say is that I'm working on a new type of script that I like to call a dynamic script. Now, I'm not sure if this has been done before or not. Probably has, and I'm just not aware of it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a script that's really designed to be performed by 2 people. It will be 3 separate audios when it's performed. It will be an F for M, an M for F, and an FM for A. So essentially, you can listen to it from whichever perspective you want. You can listen to it from the guy's perspective. You can listen to it from the woman's perspective. Or you can listen to it from a third-person perspective. My first collaborator that I'm going to work with on this is going to be... Actually, I'm not going to tell you who it's going to be. Let's make it a surprise. But somebody has committed to doing one with me. I'm also working on that. So I'm totally overworked right now. I really should stop because I'm going to end up, you know, my brain is going to explode. Writer's block is bad enough, but writer's block with 3 separate projects simultaneously, not good. No. I watched a Columbo marathon while I was writing my Clue script the other night, which was so ironic. As I was watching it, I was like, am I really doing this? Holy shit. but yeah. So anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you didn't find this too boring. I hope my didn't make you kill yourself? Are you still alive? Okay, good. But yeah, this will be the first of many of these. I'll make these as I get questions. So if I get like around 10 questions, I'll make another one of these. So on and so forth. So if you want to hear more of this, ask me questions. Just make sure they're good questions. Like I said, I try not to look at them. I just kind of scan them before I do this. I don't really know what's going to be asked. Because it's more entertaining that way. But yeah, that's about it. I'm going to write you like a sign off. Like I'm going to type what I want you to, the last thing I want you to hear in this. So what I wrote is, see you later, you fucking bastards. I'm sorry, I got nothing. I blame writer's block. That's literally what I wrote. Goodbye.